Hello, hello, in the Good Company podcast. Anna Malus Kitzman here with best company ever. I always say it. Your own company is the best company. So I'm in the best company today, yours and mine. As every week, my goal here is to create some kind of inspiration for you, thought provocation, motivation, and for myself too, and all with the purpose of creating better, more fulfilling, more aligned life. Sometimes I have guests who are also amazing company and have amazing companies that change the world for better. That's the goal with bringing people, guests here. But today, again, solo, shorty but goody, I think. Obviously, I want to share it as usual. Like when I come across something, I try it and it works for me, I'm always going to share it with you because I want you to also experience whatever positive effect, outcome, bettering life situation. And I forgot my mic. It's here. It's plugged in, but it's sending far. Hopefully, it recorded. Whatever. I just want you to have a amazing experience like I do, right? Whatever works for me, I will share. So one of these things is, and I'm not going to take credit for it. So every 2 weeks I have this amazing circle of women that I created, and they're all over 40, and we meet and talk about life, money, careers, kids, whatever is popping up in our life, and support each other and advise each other, share how can we do things better, whatever is coming up. Sometimes we have fun circles. Like last week we had, there was a full moon, so we did some questions and some inner work around full moon and all the healing potency it had. So just stuff like that. And one of the women, Christine, at this circle, mentioned, like I said, the circle was the full moon we were working on was around healing, and we were talking about what emotions we don't allow ourselves to feel usually, and all the emotions were the of the heavier side, right? The anger, the frustration, the longing for a partnership or whatever. And then she mentioned, I will allow myself to love myself this and feel love for myself this full moon. And we thought, all of us, and I especially thought it was so beautiful and so amazing. And like, why we didn't think about it? Like, we think go to this heavy emotions instead of, how often we allow ourselves to feel loved for ourselves. So the other idea that came up was she mentioned that she did this self-love letter, like a love letter to myself, to herself. And I thought, oh my God, genius. So after that call, I actually wrote a love letter to myself. And wow, what an amazing experience it was. Like really, just writing it out, what I love myself for and what parts of me I love and what I'm cherish the most. It just felt so beautiful and so healing, and reading it out loud. And then the funny story was I was reading it and I was like, oh my God, I forgot about this and I forgot about that, and I love about myself that and I had constantly something to add. And I just want to share this practice with you because it was so beautiful. They say that you can't truly give love to anybody else if you don't love yourself, and I did struggle for it for a long time. And now, when I digged in and did this inner work and discovered so many great things about myself, also so many things I still have to work on, let's be honest, and always will. But there's just so much great things. And it was just such a beautiful practice. There are this in the past, I think I talked about letter for forgiveness to yourself or anybody else who hurt you out there, and this works greatly. So can you imagine taking this practice and writing a love letter to yourself? It truly felt so beautifully healing and amazing and accepting of myself. And I actually went a step further. And I Because when you write something in the journal, I think it's great. Always writing by hand, I think this has a potency. It has like this additional energy that you put in into something. So I always am a fan of writing by hand. Sometimes even on the computer. But I'm also a fan of recording voice notes. So I did record my love letter to myself on my voice notes. And I just want to like share a minute. I'm just going to put somewhere ahead because some of this part, I always like to share a lot, not to overshare, not for attention, but it's just like the power of authentic me and authenticity I believe in. But yeah, this is like,
Bored with you, there's always something,
oh, this is part of
and I
my.
think I'm like a great partner who points out things. I know I'm not the easiest partner, but I love that too, that I'm not like an easy whatever, whatever. I love how deep I am. I love how deep I like to go with people and talk about things. Like that I don't like these weather conversations. Yeah, I love how I dress. I love like how I can put outfits in my head, how I dress, and I know when something looks good or no. Like there's like this thing that I look in the mirror and I know like the
So
smallest thing can be off.
this is a part of my love letter. I wanted to share with you to show how I record it. And it's just such a simple, beautiful practice. And I think, whenever you have an off day or you feel this extra, you want to feel this extra love, record your voice note, your voice letter to yourself and listen to yourself and feel that love from coming from you to you. And this additional kind of lovely support. Please try it. Tell me how it goes as usual. Tell me what you think. Love yourself always. And until the next time, as usual, love and light.